One of the key things to remember about strategy is that it's about the long term. This is something that can be hard for companies, particularly when they've done very well in the short term. What I want to do to illustrate the importance of strategy in the long term is to look at two different companies, both of which are American, both of which are basically in the same industry. That is imaging. And in particular, companies that have done very well. They're companies that you should recognize the names of. The first is Hewlett-Packard, which is a company that's best known for its inkjet printers, but of course also sells things like cameras and photocopiers and computers and all kinds of digital equipment. The second is a company that's maybe even more famous because it's a verb, to Xerox. The company is Xerox, and of course they make copiers. But they make other things too. You can buy a Xerox printer. You can buy, for a long time, you could buy a Xerox computer. You could buy all kinds of Xerox equipment. And they're really a digital imaging company as well. So both companies are in the same market. Both companies, of course, at different points have been incredibly successful. And in fact, they were founded at roughly the same time, in the late 1950s. Xerox, of course, was the one that had an incredibly important patent to its name. It was the one that developed xerography, the possibility of making a print, a copy. This was something that became so powerful, it was the greatest office invention of the 20th century, and one that would revolutionize the way that we all deal with paper. As a result, if you look at their value, the value of that company over time, they shot up very quickly to become one of the most powerful companies in the world in a very short order. By contrast, Hewlett-Packard, which was based out of the same town that Stanford is located in California, was a very slow developing company. They, if you were to want to invest in a company, wouldn't have been the company you would have chosen in 1950 or 1960, or even in 1970. Why? Because they were in a highly competitive market of electrical equipment testing, one that didn't seem to offer a lot of returns to money. But bit by bit, what Hewlett-Packard did was invested in small technologies that looked promising, things like inkjet printing. In contrast, what happened at Xerox was they kept looking for the next big invention, the next big invention that would be as big as the Xerox itself. The funny thing is, when you look for something that big, you never find it. The irony was that they had developed the laser printer. They had developed the first computer that had a screen which showed you exactly what you would print out. They had developed the first Ethernet system, a system where you could share documents across an office. They even invented the mouse. The very system that Apple would go on to popularize would be something that Steve Jobs had seen in the Xerox PARC labs in California in the 1970s. This was an incredibly powerful system that Xerox had developed, but yet it never looked like it would make the same kind of money that the Xerox machine made. And so what happened was that they kept underinvesting. They didn't go for the big thing because it never looked big enough. Meanwhile, HP got bigger and bigger and bigger. Of course, HP right now is probably 5 times the size of Xerox. And in fact, if you'd invested money in Xerox 30 years ago, your money would probably only, you'd only be breaking even at this point, and possibly you'd be losing money. In contrast, if you'd invested money in HP, you would find that your money is worth 25 times what it's worth 30 years ago. So, what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is when you're looking for the next big thing, it may be in the very small invention and innovation that you make tomorrow.